Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, that seems like it was very easy then.
Thank
We went through that fairly quickly. I thank you for all the comments. I very much appreciate that. And I think also it's good to hear, let's say, that also we are keeping the door open for other potential possibilities going forward. I think it's safe. We will obviously reflect in the report of the session, which we will come back to later today. As you have said, the decision to focus on recommendations, and that will also make it much easier for our work in relation to the next slides on the presentation and the next aspects. If that's okay, Madam Chair, I can move on to the next. Just leave it here. Thank you. So, yes, thank you. So we move on to the potential implementing tools. As I mentioned, and as we've all agreed now, that the framework is the categories, let's say, that are in Annex 4 of the AGC. And those are in the slide towards the end. But before we go on to those, as I said, there are two aspects here which we need to consider. First is whether we consider it a good idea to have some sort of a reference, let's say, in the recommendations that there is a development of a strategy implemented at country, company, operator level, whatever it is, on passenger information, and then, of course, what the actual requirements are. So maybe if we can start with the discussion on the development of a passenger information strategy. And here, as I mentioned, the idea is that recommendations now, we're calling them that, we'll keep using that going forward, would have an element probably at the start which would recommend that there is the development of a passenger information strategy. So before going into the details, maybe, Madam Chair, there are colleagues in the room who have a view on whether this is a good idea, whether we should go ahead with this or scrap it or discuss it further. Over to you.